Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Looking out over the grasslands, there are several species of sunflowers, goldenrods, and asters putting on their annual flower show. They're announcing that school is about to start, the harvest has begun, and fall will soon take center stage. There's more going on during August than we may realize. There may be some hot August nights, perhaps reminding some of you older listeners of the opening line from that Neil Diamond song from 1969, but by the end of the month, there's often a feel of fall in the air, and perhaps even a light frost in some areas. The days, of course, are getting shorter. In Bismarck on the summer solstice back in June, sunrise and sunset were 5:47 a.m. and 9:43 p.m. respectively. By the end of August, it'll be 7 a.m. and 8:25 p.m. That's a loss of about 2.5 hours of sunlight. And of course, the decrease will continue until the winter solstice in December. The young of the year, many animals are dispersing from their family groups. Whitetail and mule deer bucks can now be seen sporting their velvet-covered antlers, which will be put to use in determining who sires the next generation during upcoming rut. And some birds, for example, many of the shorebirds, have already headed south for the winter, while other migratory birds are beginning to form flocks and in other ways getting ready to head out. You may have noticed that the ducks on area marshes seem to have vanished for a bit. If they haven't started to show up again, they will soon. They've been molting. They've been getting a whole new set of feathers to get ready for their migration. They can't fly while molting, so they've been hiding out amongst the cattails and other vegetation. They'll be ready to head south in due time. Looking skyward, there'll be a full moon on the 9th. It's known as the sturgeon moon, which is reportedly a reference to this fish being more easily caught in and around the Great Lakes this time of year. It's also known as the green corn moon and grain moon. And if you're interested in falling stars, the Delta Aquarius meteor shower will run through August 23rd, and the Perseids meteor shower will run until August 24th, with its peak viewing period coming on the 12th. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.